This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you excited to see the Pacquiao fight?
I am, actually. I am excited for the fight. I'm going to play Thurman. I've already checked it out today. A couple of places. He's got it at plus 125 out there.
So he's a dog?
Yeah.
So did you hear Chris earlier on the show? Domino said he thinks that Pacquiao's hung on too long.
I'm with him.
So you don't think he can dance toe to toe with Thurman?
I think he could beat him, but I'm going with Thurman. So I do think Pacquiao's hung on too long.
Do you?
I think he should be doing his senator stuff out there in the Philippines.
So you think he should already be done boxing?
Yes.
Are you hearing these stories today that I sent you that Amir Khan is going around telling everybody he's fighting him in November?
Let me just ask you this. This stuff always bothers me. The same thing with Wilder and Fury.
Announcing
and all these guys.
Fights that aren't
Why
real.
Are we talking? What happens if Pacquiao gets his head blown, knocked off by Thurman on Saturday night? What happens if Thurman knocks him out in the third round on Saturday? Is there really going to be people clamoring for an Amir Khan Pacquiao fight in November? Is there?
He said,
yes. Where they're claiming it's going to be, that fight would still matter there. The rest of the world, we wouldn't give a damn because
where's it going to be?
So in Saudi Arabia. I never had to face him. If the Filipino comes through unscathed against Keith Thurman, the next fight is going to be back in Saudi Arabia. It's going to be in Riyadh, and this time it's going to be November 8th. Khan says, hopefully it could be the Manny Pacquiao fight we both signed, and the fight is done, and hopefully he gets past this fight on the weekend. Then we go and do that fight. If not, there will be another backup plan, but we wish Manny Pacquiao all the very best for this weekend's fight.
There's no backup plan. That's the fight that Khan needs because he's a draw there because of his religion and because Pacquiao's name is huge. Otherwise, no one gives a damn about him.
You're right about that. No one cares
That's
about
him. That's the only reason there's a draw for that fight because of his name, because these billionaires down there want him to fight in their backyard and because he's Muslim. Otherwise, people wouldn't give a damn about that fight.
That's true. No one cares
about
it. Put
that in Vegas, people aren't showing up.
Amir Khan is so meaningless. It's not even funny anymore. Am I wrong?
You're not.
There's no question.
Talk about someone who's hung on too long.
John in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Pharrell?
Hey, man.
Hey, man, could I get a rum and coach?
Yeah, absolutely. Can we get him a captain? Check out. Don't worry, we got the drinks. We don't have our equipment anymore, so everything, the kegs have all been stolen by the company. It's a disaster.
It's all good. It's all good, man. I appreciate that. Hey, I wanted to say two things. I agree with Carver High that I think Pacquiao is on the hill. I think he's gone. I think he needs to go be a senator somewhere. I lost money betting on Adrian Broner the last fight, but I mean, I really think Thurman's going to get him. And the second thing is,
honestly, hold on a second. How can you bet on Adrian Broner ever? I mean, honestly, he is the worst. I mean, he is the bottom feeder of boxing. I don't care what anybody says. He's a disaster. What a loser that guy is. And his mouth, he never stops. He's such a distraction and painful reminder of he's an idiot. I don't care what anyone thinks.
Yeah,
Everyone in Cincinnati can listen to me right now. That guy's a tool.
I agree with you. Like, and my friend sees him at the casino at the MGM here at the National Harbor in Maryland. And yeah, they say he's always getting drunk and doing a bunch of stuff. But anyway, the second thing, and so I don't like Adrian Broner either. The second thing though is I agree with you that Wilder will beat Fury in the rematch because I mean, when you see Fury, he's 6'9", what, 250, 260. I mean, you see him and think he's going to have a slugfest with you, and the way he moves is a tough adjustment. I think Wilder's figured that out, and I think in the rematch, Wilder's going to knock
well,
him out.
Well, listen, Fury's even bigger than Wilder, and I would agree with Mafia in the sense that he's a better pure boxer, in terms of points. The guy, he killed him in terms of rounds and points in that first fight. But the bottom line is, I've said this a million times, you cannot take away the belt of a champion when he knocks the guy down twice, and the second time in the 12th round, the money rounds, he knocks him down. There's no way they were going to take that away from him. And all I know is I have no problem with the draw, but I think when they fight again, I mean, if Wilder could knock him out with that 12th round heavy right, he'll do it again. Believe me, I think he'll find a way to knock him out this time for good. And listen, I think Fury has done a great job coming back. And I thought he looked really good in the fight with Wilder in L.A., but the Schwartz thing was laughable. They might as well have put me out there to fight him. It was such a joke. So I'm not putting any stock in that, you know, pathetic, you know, fight that he had where he dressed up as – who did he dress up as again? Apollo Creed. It was a joke. That fight was ridiculous. So I'm not judging him on that at all. And, you know, I still find him to be – frankly, big and fat, and I think that he's and Wilder's just absolutely and he's a specimen, and he's ripped and chiseled, and I just think he's the better athlete. And now he may not be the better boxer, but he's the better big bomb throwing hands, and I think one of those hands will. And I, as I've said this all night, he'll knock him out. He already did twice, so he didn't. Knock him out flush, like completely, but the second time he knocked him down, I mean, the guy's eyes were rolling his head. I still have no idea what God lifted him off of the canvas to get a draw in that fight. I mean it. Seriously. Because if Wilder goes at it again with him and throws all those hands, he's going to knock him out before the 12th round. Trust me, you. And everybody says Fury. Right now, I think everyone's saying Fury's going to win the fight. Everyone's suddenly on the flavor of the day, and it's Fury. And then other people are like playing this Ruiz game. I think that guy, this is my feeling, he'll be champ for 5 minutes. That was the greatest night of his life. Let's see him duplicate it. I don't know if Joshua, because I feel like Joshua will beat him the second time, because I think that the fight in New York, he didn't take him seriously at all. In fact, I think he went out partying the whole week. And I think that he, you know, lapped up New York and then went into the Garden thinking he was going to put on a show, and he got his ass beat by a guy that throws heavy, big, fat hands. And Ruiz will throw, there's no doubt about it. And he's fought a million fights as an amateur, so the guy knows how to fight. There's no disrespect here from me. I just don't think he's that good. Everybody, you know, bought into him now that he won that fight. Everyone's like, oh, Ruiz is the man, and I just don't agree with that at all. In fact, I think Wilder and Fury both beat his ass.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.